USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence and three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is self-quarantining because of possible exposure to another member of the Trump administration. Pence has been self-isolating away from the White House since Friday when his press secretary, Katie Miller, confirmed that she tested positive for COVID-19, and he did not attend a meeting with President Trump and top military officials on Saturday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, said they will quarantine for 14 days. On Friday, Food and Drug Administrator Commissioner Stephen Hahn said he's already been in quarantine. All three of them have tested negative, along with President Trump and Vice President Pence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Supreme Court is working from home and will soon be trying President Trump's case as he tries to protect his taxes. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump is hoping to persuade the Supreme Court to keep his taxes and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a New York district attorney. The justices are hearing arguments by telephone on Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign, even with the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic fallout. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of that personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just days after South Korea loosened its social distancing guidelines, a new COVID-19 cluster of infections has sprung up in the capital city of Seoul, tied to several nightclubs and bars. Health officials announced 13 additional cases on Friday that have been connected to a 29-year-old man who visited 5 nightlife venues in Seoul. Authorities say the man visited clubs and bars late last week before noticing any symptoms of the respiratory illness. He then tested positive on Wednesday and was admitted to a hospital. According to health officials, that one man may have come into contact with more than 1,500 people across the 5 venues over the weekend. The authorities are continuing to track down visitors at the clubs and publicly urging anyone who attended the venues that weekend to self-isolate and report any symptoms. In response to the new outbreak, the government has issued another nationwide ban, encouraging bars and nightclubs to suspend operations for another month. While South Korea was the first country after China to see widespread local transmission of the virus, officials managed to dramatically flatten the curve of new infections through early and aggressive testing and vigorous contact tracing. As new cases have declined, South Korea has allowed recreational facilities, places of worship, and museums to open. Professional baseball returned Tuesday without fans. Schools will also start reopening next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.